91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. A jackknifed tractor trailer on the 401 near Colborn was responsible for shutting the highway down for about 2.5 hours last night. Police say snowfall and the resulting poor road conditions were a factor in the accident, which happened just after 11 o'clock. No one was injured, but traffic from the 401 was rerouted at the Colborn exit. Detouring drivers ran into more problems when instead of following Highway 2, several decided to head east on Purdy Road. They weren't able to get up a steep hill, causing further delays for motorists. A 10-year-old boy is in Sick Children's Hospital in Toronto after a fall from hay bales on a family farm near Peterborough. The boy was knocked unconscious after falling from one of the bales while playing yesterday afternoon. Ambulance crews revived the boy, and he was taken to the regional health center. He was airlifted to SickKids with head injuries. Ice skating, a fun way to exercise in the winter months. But as Mark Venema tells us, the dangers of head injuries has promoted the local health unit to raise awareness about the importance of wearing a helmet.
It's a Canadian pastime for most children, but without a proper helmet, it can also become quite dangerous. That's why the Hastings and Prince Edward County's health unit is hosting a free public skate this Friday. Some families simply cannot afford a helmet, so the health unit will be lending CSA-approved helmets to kids without one. Local public health nurse Cindy Kirkpatrick says even if your child does own a helmet, it could still be unsafe unless it's fitted properly.
It's only 1 to 2 finger widths above the eyebrow and the chin strap. You can only fit one finger between your chin and the strap. And when you shake your head, it shouldn't be able to move.
The skate runs from 1 until 2:30 this Friday at the Wally Dever Arena. Mark Venema, 91X News, Belleville.
The Hastings Prince Edward District School Board is hoping to start the construction of 2 new schools this May. Superintendent of Business Services David Rutherford provided an update last night on the status of the plan for the new schools in Stirling and Tweed. The schools are set to open in 2013. The new buildings will replace 5 existing schools, 3 in Stirling and 2 in Tweed. The economic recovery is showing signs of stalling, with real gross domestic product falling back by 0.1% in November. Statistics Canada says the unexpected contraction after a flat October sets up the fourth quarter of 2011 to come in below expectations. Doug Porter of BMO Capital Markets says with the economy so sluggish, governments may want to reconsider deep spending cuts.
Now, I can certainly sympathize with unwinding the stimulus. I just wonder whether the appetite for restraint should be as heavy as it seems to be.
In response to today's gross domestic product report, the Bank of Montreal has dropped its forecast for fourth quarter economic growth to 1.4%. That's a half point weaker than its previous prediction. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls head to Kitchener on Friday to take on the Rangers, then head up to Owen Sound on Saturday to face off against the Attack. The Bulls beat the Sarnia Sting here in Belleville last Saturday, 5-4 in a barn burner of a shootout. Pennsylvania prosecutors say they'll tell Jerry Sandusky the names of the 10 young men identified as victims of sex abuse allegedly at his hands by the end of the week. The Attorney General's office said in a document filed late Monday in Centre County Court that the alleged victims' names will be delivered to Sandusky's lawyer, Joe Amendola, by the close of business Friday. Sandusky still says he's innocent. The lawyer has requested a document from prosecutors that would include names of reported victims. It would also include the times, locations, and other information to back up more than 50 criminal counts against the former Penn State defensive coordinator. State prosecutors argue that the grand jury reports, charging documents, and discovery materials lay out the facts sufficiently. The Toronto Raptors try to assemble the beginnings of a winning streak tonight as they host the Atlanta Hawks at the Air Canada Centre. The Raptors are coming off a 94-73 victory over the New Jersey Nets. The Raptors and Nets are 7-14 and tied for last in the Atlantic Division. There are 7 games total tonight on the hard court. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x weather.
Try to get out and enjoy the rays today before they go away. Today, snow ending this morning, then mainly cloudy. 30% chance of rain showers late this afternoon with a high of +5. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Temperature steady near +5. Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, the high of 6. Thursday, cloudy with a low of -2, the high of 0. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.